From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Attorney General Pam Bondi wants to intervene in two more cases challenging the state's constitutional ban on gay marriage. Lawyers for Bondi filed documents on Tuesday in cases in which gay couples in Miami-Dade and Monroe counties sued their clerks of court for not granting them a marriage license. The couples allege that Florida's ban on same-sex marriage violates federal constitutional protections against discrimination. Bondi's office is already defending the law in a North Florida federal case. But Andy Janicek of the Florida GLBT Democratic Caucus says the Attorney General's stance is wrong and courts across the country are striking down gay marriage bans.
While I understand she may have a position to uphold our laws, if they are deemed to be unconstitutional, which I think it's pretty clear at this point that that's the case, sometimes you have to make the choice for what's right for your folks.
Bondi has said she's just defending a constitutional amendment passed by Florida voters in 2008, but Janicek says public opinion has changed. The Miami Herald conducted a review of the top-paid government workers in Miami-Dade County. The highest-paid employee was County Attorney Robert Quaves Jr. It's more than $350,000 a year. Douglas Hanks is a Miami Herald reporter. He says on the one hand, the high salaries attract qualified people to important government jobs.
The other side is there's overtime abuse, there's too many benefits, and it just really adds up to too much of a drain on tax dollars.
Combined, the top 500 employees earned $90 million in 2013. That's 6% of the compensation in the county's payroll database last year. The mayor's office has said that they're working with a $140 million budget deficit. Labor unions are calling on Mayor Carlos Jimenez to reduce high-paying salaries before eliminating police officer jobs. Jimenez will submit his proposed 2014-2015 budget next month. And how's this for a deal? Get tested for HIV and you might win a Vespa scooter. The AIDS Healthcare Foundation is hosting a contest in its four South Florida Out of the Closet thrift stores. WLRN intern Constanza Gallardo reports how knowing your status may get you a new ride.
I think that's pretty exciting. I'd love to win a Vespa. Yeah. It's better than like a $5 gift card, you know?
That's William Lacey. He got HIV tested for free at Out of the Closet store on Biscayne Boulevard in Miami. After getting his results, he registered for a chance to win a green Vespa displayed at the front of the store. The contest is sponsored by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation to get more people tested for HIV. Valerie Woods is a counselor and tester at the Biscayne store. She says the contest has helped them reach their annual goal of having 120,000 people tested.
And we have identified a lot of first-time positive people. We also have identified people that were positive, so we've been able to link them into services so they can live, you know, and that's our whole purpose.
Woods sees about 32 people a day. During the contest, three-quarters of those have come for the Vespa. Woods says it is important to get tested because Miami-Dade and Broward are in the top five places with the highest HIV cases in the country.
We want everyone to get tested. Just know your status.
Each store will be giving away a new Vespa, which costs over $4,000. The contest ends on June 29th. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Andy?